Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. I'm in virtual company of Hugh Jackman, protagonist of The Greatest Showman, the new musical directed by Michael Gracey, coming out in theaters from December 20th. You play a character who is kind of divided between his attraction for success and his devotion for his family. In real life, how do you manage to balance these two elements?
I think what's really important to remember with P.T. Barnum was he was born into extreme poverty, where success was not just a wish and a nice dream. It was survival. It was a necessity. He had to actually overcome extraordinary odds, and why he was such a fighter and why he would never accept no for an answer. On top of that, he had this incredible imagination, incredible courage, gambling spirit. He was what we call today a disruptor, like a Steve Jobs. I think he's more like a Steve Jobs or a Bill Gates or an Elon Musk. He saw the world completely differently. And somehow that mixture of things meant he was someone who changed entertainment forever. Me, I don't think I've changed entertainment forever. I certainly didn't. For me, acting was a dream. I loved doing it. It was a joy. If it didn't work out, I would have gone and done something else. You know, it didn't have that same sense of survival and urgency. However, and the other question, sorry, about family, it's difficult for everybody. I don't care whether you're a school teacher or you're an actor, a director, a journalist. Modern life, I think the most difficult thing to achieve is balance, to find the right measure of time for yourself, for your wife or husband or partner or your family life. We seem to read articles about we should be doing this, we should be eating that, I should be exercising like this. There seems to be some kind of nirvana that we haven't reached, and it's difficult to find that balance. I am blessed with an amazing wife who I met before any of this happened to me, and she constantly encourages me, supports me. I know that she loves me no matter what. That kind of security is everything. But if I ever get a little off track and I'm working too hard or my ambition takes over, she's like, come back. And when she does that, I listen.
Would you consider this film as a musical homage, an ode to diversity? And what kind of impact can this film have on people, especially in this particular time we're living?
Yes, this movie definitely has, there's a number of themes in it. I think we are watching the birth of modern America, the idea that it's your hard work and talent and imagination that defines how far you get in life necessarily. But I think the theme that came through stronger and stronger as we developed it was this one of acceptance, this one of diversity. And certainly the song This Is Me, when that was written, I think it might have been our fourth or fifth song written, around about in there. The moment I heard it, I started to cry listening to it. It is a real anthem that I think will live for many, 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 many years. And I think even to this day, you were saying the same things, and that you listen. I listen to that song now and it chokes me up, because we all have some part of our life that we would prefer that no one knows about. I'd like you to see all of this, but not that bit. I'm not really thrilled about that. And it's really a song about owning who we are and just finally going, you know what, I don't care what you think. I love this kind of food and this kind of music, and I want to wear these clothes, and I want to love that kind of person, and I want to live here, and this is what I want to do for a job. And that moment is the most liberating thing. And so when you have it in song and you have it performed so beautifully by Kiala, I think it touches everyone. There's very few people who watch that scene without tearing up, because it's relevant. So hopefully that is a very powerful part of the film for.
Since you're the drive of the whole film, the spark, why did you become fascinated from P.T. Barnum as a man and as a character?
I am fascinated. Thanks for your question. I am fascinated with characters that we now call disruptors, these people who totally make their own path in life and have a determination to get there. They see something and they also have the grit and determination to see it through. He had this innate knowledge about what people want. There's a great story when he was 16 working in a grocery store, and he bought someone came in selling 500 green used bottles, glass bottles, and he bought them for $1. And he set up a lottery system where you could buy tickets, and if you sold all the tickets, they would have sold $10. And so it was a $9 profit. And the owner found out about this scheme that he had. He's 16 years old and was furious and said, "You're fired." And he says, "Please, just wait until the end." He says, "But you have no prize." As he's cleaning the 500 bottles, he says, No, it doesn't matter about the prize. He says, "Of course, you've got a lottery. You need to have a prize." And he says, "What you don't understand, sir, is that people care more about the idea of winning than the prize itself." Now, that was a 16-year-old. He had this innate knowledge of what makes people tick, and that's why he could turn lemons into lemonade. He got the worst review in the history of the world. We've all read that review, which we actually use in the movie. If that review had been said about me when I began, I would have run to the hills and done something else. And he reprinted that review in every newspaper in New York because he knew that there's no such thing as bad publicity. And he turned that disastrous thing into actually one of the turning points. So that kind of character who is constantly optimistic, tough, there's a grit to Barnum, is something that fascinates me. And also, he's a flawed character. He needed acceptance. He really, deep down, even though there was a little anger at the world, and he was going to succeed, and everyone was going to love him no matter what. And there's a lot in this story that I thought, and Michael and I thought, that would really sort of beef out a whole movie where it wasn't just about success. There was many obstacles for him to overcome. But just before I pass on to Michael, I want to be really clear. I did invite Michael to be the director for this movie, but this movie would not have happened without Michael. That I say this and I mean it. The real P.T. Barnum of this movie, the man who no matter what throughout the process, and there were people including me who were like, "I'm not sure if this is going to happen." There was one person from the beginning who believed fully in the way P.T. Barnum would, and that was Michael Gracie.
Thank you, Hugh Jackman, protagonist of The Greatest Showman, the new musical film directed by Michael Gracie, coming out in theaters from December 20th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.